Harrisburg is the capital of Pennsylvania, and it's one of the brokest cities in America. The municipal government has so much debt, last year it attempted to file for bankruptcy. There isn't much of a 1% to help Harrisburg pay its debt. A third of its residents live below the poverty line, and its population has been gradually shrinking. Harrisburg's decline presents an extreme case of what's happened in municipalities across the country. It's a cautionary tale of how the ambitions of a charismatic mayor can destroy a city. American cities are drowning in debt. Thanks to a spending binge that took off in the mid-90s, local governments owe more than $2.8 trillion, and many lack the means to make good on those obligations. Harrisburg is one of a handful of cities that have effectively gone bankrupt, and many more are expected to follow suit. Reckless spending did more than ruin Harrisburg's balance sheet. It undermined the city's economy and purpose. Stephen Russell Reed, who declined to be interviewed for this story, was mayor of the city for 28 years, and he bears most of the responsibility for Harrisburg's nightmare.
If what happened in Harrisburg happened to our country, we would clearly call it a dictatorship.
Jason Smith is a designer and small business owner who ran for mayor against Reed in 2005.
You can't have an authentic public process when money is moving around without oversight and being spent on things that no one wants.
I don't see anything wrong with government being entrepreneurial.
Randy King was Mayor Reed's communications director for 18 years.
You have to understand the circumstance. In the early 1980s, Harrisburg was dead. There was no businesses downtown. Its population had declined by more than half in the past 20 years. He believed differently about Harrisburg and about cities in general. He believed it's a responsibility of the leadership of the community to step in and do things occasionally when there's a need that private sector isn't addressing.
Many cities spend taxpayer money subsidizing sports arenas. Harrisburg outright built a baseball stadium, and then it also bought the team that plays there to prevent it from moving to Springfield, Massachusetts. Many cities subsidize hotels and convention centers. Harrisburg outright bought a hotel to keep it from shutting down. Many cities subsidize museums and cultural institutions. Mayor Reed wanted to build his own museums, which he believed would transform Harrisburg into a tourist mecca.
Much as Washington, D.C. and its many museums draws millions of people to the city each year, or New York City, that's what Steve Reed's vision for Harrisburg was.
Reed conceived of a museum all about life on the frontier, so he headed west to start buying artifacts.
He bought a stagecoach, a Gatling gun, canned goods, badges, boots.
You have all that together in one town. Wow. You are a nationally scaled, national class tourism attraction.
He bought a warship from the War of 1812. It was burned and sunk, but he got the embers anyway. We always used to joke, you know, sell Annie Oakley's underpants.
The museum plan was ultimately shot down. Today, most of Reed's collection is sitting in a warehouse.
It would have been a big hit. I'm really sorry that that never manifested.
The mayor's dream of a National Civil War Museum did become a reality, but in a way that would have disappointed Honest Abe. Reed spent more than $16 million in city money acquiring the collection. When that wasn't enough, he took money from the Harrisburg Authority, a branch of local government that's responsible for maintaining the city's waste and water systems.
I think he learned early on that it's possible to borrow money for one thing and move the money into funds no one's heard of to get blank checks to buy whatever you want.
The mayor often lacked scruples when spending those blank checks. Harrisburg borrowed $3.7 million to help build this office complex for a printing company. The project went awry when the developer was indicted for embezzlement. Harrisburg's incinerator debacle was its best known and costliest venture. The incinerator, which was built in the early 70s, was a lemon from the very beginning. Reed hired an incompetent contractor to renovate the plant and then neglected to get insurance on the job. Today, the city owes $310 million on the incinerator. That's a little more than half Harrisburg's total liabilities, which add up to $610 million, according to the city controller, although nobody knows the exact figure, since Harrisburg is 4 years behind in completing its financial statements. Harrisburg, like many American cities, was so preoccupied with building white elephants that it neglected core functions like education and public safety.
Harrisburg, on a per capita basis, is one of the most violent cities in Pennsylvania.
Matt Bruett is the president of the Commonwealth Foundation, a libertarian think tank in Harrisburg.
Those who can live outside of the city are certainly choosing to do so, and we've seen that with the population shifts. This is not a place to raise a family.
About 60% of Harrisburg students are failing, according to Pennsylvania's statewide achievement tests. Mayor Reed addressed this problem by pouring money into school construction. The Harrisburg School District has racked up $270 million in debt, which is about 2.5 times Pennsylvania's average school debt per capita.
Everyone agrees the schools look great. They may not have books, the weightlifting room may not have weights, and the students might be the worst performing in the state, if not the nation, but the buildings are beautiful.
Failing schools were a major factor in driving Harrisburg's middle class to the suburbs.
My family left Harrisburg 2 years ago. We decided we could go somewhere where there's a good school district and property taxes will be lower. I have a number of friends who are now trapped in the city. They can't sell their houses and they simply can't leave.
The revitalization of the city isn't going to be done, at least in a sustainable manner, through political force. It's going to have to be a change that comes because you've created a climate that is of welcoming families, welcoming businesses, and until you have a mayor and a city council that recognizes their job isn't job creation, their job is getting better schools, better crime, all those things will contribute to the quality of life.
Harrisburg's tax base is so depleted, there's no way it can make good on its debt. Ultimately, state and county taxpayers will bear the burden of Harrisburg's recklessness.
The economic mess is coming to an ugly end, and that is a wonderful step forward for Harrisburg. I know that sounds terrible, but we can't live in delusion forever. And at some point, you gotta say, what is the reality? People are gonna be re-empowered to say, okay, well, it's not as rosy as we thought it was, but here's what it is. What are we gonna do with it?